brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. We greet you from the lovely nation of the United States of America. Yes! On the way to SeaTac, Seattle, and in the car right now with me, the infamous Patrick. Patrick!
Hey guys, how we doing?
So we on the road, and we got a little bit of time. And so while we got a little bit of time, we redeem the time, because the days certainly are evil. And, you know, we make the most of the time that we have, and we use the time to share the truth. Oh, wait a minute.
The days are evil. That's true. The days are evil.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, it's good. It's good. You know what? Hey, in Jesus, you have the victory. In Jesus, we have the victory. In Jesus' name, we've got the victory over whatever it is that we would face, whatever challenges it is that would come our way, whatever they may be. We've already got the victory in Christ Jesus. The thing is we have to walk that out. And, you know, walking it out is the place where the enemy tries to hinder us, tries to stop us, because you already have the victory, but you have to appropriate it. You know, you've already got the bank card in your hand, and there's already $5 million in the bank. You just got to go to the ATM and punch in the code and take out the cash, because it's there, it's yours. And, you know, that's what it's like for the follower of Christ. That's what it's like for the child of God. Is every blessing necessary for you to live the abundant life was unlocked at the cross. When Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," and the veil of the temple was rent in two, you know, it was done. And then when He rose from the dead, and the blood of Christ was sufficient to pay the price for your redemption and my redemption, for the sins of the whole world. He didn't just pay the price for our sins and save us, but He also opened the way for the full adoption, the full ingrafting into the vine, which is Christ. So that's what we have in Jesus. That's what we know now in Christ Jesus, is we've been given abundant life. But you've got to appropriate it. You've got to you've got to take it and access it. You know, this is why too the devil works very hard to keep people away from the true power of the living God. He tries to keep people away from ever understanding who they really are. Because if he can keep you away from you understanding who you are, then you will live as something else. You know, I was reading a story one time about, and I'm not a fan of the circus at all, it was about the circus, and it was about when these little baby elephants, they would get these elephants in, and they would take a stake and put it into the ground and put a chain around this elephant's ankle. And as the baby elephant would tug and tug and tug and pull on that stake, he couldn't move. He couldn't ever go away. So after a while, he stopped trying to tug on it. He stopped trying to pull. He just sort of, when the stake was in the ground, he just sort of stood there. And as time went on, that elephant got big and strong. And when they put the same stake in the ground, he never tried to get away. He just sort of stood there. Even though later on, he was much bigger, much stronger, much more capable, and able to just pull that thing out of the ground and go wherever he wanted to. But he had learned to be trapped. He had underestimated his power, because he only thought of himself from the way that, from what his situation and his circumstance was before. Look, before you were in Christ Jesus, you couldn't do anything. You had no power. You had no strength. You were tossed to and fro by the imaginations of your mind. You were tossed to and fro by the lusts of your flesh. You were tossed to and fro by whatever thing came your way. You had zero in you. No power. So you were a slave to sin. You were under the power of darkness. You were doing the bidding of the prince of the power of the air and the kingdom of this world. But when Christ Jesus came into your heart, when Jesus Christ saved you, when your heart was opened up to the truth, to the things of God, when He brought you in, all of a sudden, you went from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. But see, the thing is, the devil, who is the enemy of your soul, does not want to let you go. So he does things. He has tactics. He has schemes. He has plans. He has ways that he tries to hinder you from getting free, hinder you from actualizing that which God has put in you and from you being who God made you to be. So he tries to access you through those old memories, through those old things, through the flesh, through your mind, through the old thoughts, the old thinking. Look, that's why scriptures say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Why? You need a new mind. You need to have the thoughts of Christ, because the power is there, the access is there, the ability is there for the abundant life. But you still got to access it. You still got to take that up. And if you don't take it up, then the enemy keeps you from living the way that God intended for you. You know, the thing is, too, is what the devil tries to do is he tries to get people to a place where they will doubt, you know, where they doubt the goodness of God. But what usually happens is actually people have not appropriated the Word of God that's theirs. They've not appropriated the promises of God that are theirs. And without doing that, you know, the enemy then throws things on them, and instead they just sort of sit there and take it. But God wants you to rise up. He wants you to break out. He wants you to break through all of that. And so He gives you what you need. You have His Holy Spirit that's in you. You have the Word of God. You've got the power of prayer. You know that you can fast, and that ups the spiritual strength and the spiritual vigor and vitality that's going on with you. I mean, you've been given tools. And even God's put people out there, God's put this thing there just to kind of nudge you in the right direction and keep you going too. You've been given things to strengthen you. But ultimately, you've got to set your will to His will. That's why the prayer, the disciples' prayer is, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. You've got to pray and surrender your will to the will of the Father. So as we are in the United States into a nation that has been marked for destiny, marked for the things of God, marked as an epic battlefield for the souls of men and women and truth, as we are here and as we are about our Father's business, we anticipate the amazing things that God will do. And as we anticipate the amazing things that God will do, we know that they're in line with His Word. They're in line with His plan and purpose. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. And likewise, we only do what we see Jesus doing. We only do what we see our Father doing. That's our desire. That's our goal. That's our hope. That's our joy. That's the place that we want to be, is which is perfect step with Him. No separation. Complete consummation with the Spirit of God. And in that place, there's freedom, there's liberty, there's purpose, there's joy, there's peace, there's provision, there's protection. There's everything that you desire is in that place, in the core of your being. It's all right there. So, yeah, these are some things that are on our hearts and our minds. We share them with you. Pat?
What you thinking, man?
Oh, man, you know, the word said that says, you know, I do what I, you know, like you just said, I do what I see my Father do, and that's all we got to hang on to and do that, because we're coming to the days that people are going to start doing things that are, they may look like that's what a believer will do, but the spirit behind it won't be right, so... People, it's important for people out there to keep on looking at Him, looking at Jesus, and not looking at man, because man make mistakes all the time. You know, pastors, prophets, evangelists, missionaries, they make mistakes all the time. is to look at Jesus. What is Jesus calling me to do today? What is he speaking to me about? You know, it's good to have a group of people that you fellowship with, a group of people that you can go and pray together and, you know, just talk to and communicate with. But the most important is that you communicate with God. You communicate with him. Because he's the one that gives you the answers for everything you need in your life. And to be honest, as you go to him, to have an open heart. You know, some people, like, they look for the best words when they pray. Or they look to be eloquent or when they pray. I know that God just wants you to come as you are. And as you pray, you just pray the way you know how to pray. And you just empty out your heart to him. You empty out your life and your plans and your dreams. And you ask him that, you know, his will, not your will, but his will be done in your life. Because he always have a better plan than we do. He always have a better plan than we do. So better be on his plan than be on our plan. Because our plan can be okay, but he has the best plan for our lives. And that's the most important. So yeah.
Amen. And you know, this morning while we were praying, before we headed it out, one of the scriptures that Pat was reading was, you know, that in that day that people, because they won't put up with sound doctrine, but they'll surround themselves with teachers that tell them what their itching ears want to hear. You know, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And the thing is we are definitely in that day right now where, you know, people will look, rather than looking for truth, what they want is they want a convenient truth. They're looking for that which validates their preconceived ideas, their preconceived agendas, their preconceived motives, their preconceived way that they want to live their life. For example, there's a lot of people that would like to live in particular types of sin. You know, there's a lot of people that want to live in a particular type of sin. And rather than coming into the light, you know, and allowing God to expose and to reveal and to bring things out. So whether it be, you know, I mean, and look, sin is sin. But whether it be, you know, lying, whether it be cheating, whether it be homosexuality, whether it be adultery, whether it be fornication, whether it be corrupt business practices, whatever, you know, there's a lot, there's just tons of things. But what people will do is rather than coming into the light and allowing God to reveal and to expose, which is painful, which requires introspection, which requires a person having humility and being willing to say that they were wrong, being willing to say that they didn't do things the right way, all of that's necessary, and then repentance, and then change, all of that, people are like, whoa, 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 that's too much. Rather, what people say is, look, let me find somebody to tell me what my itching ears want to hear, and tell me that it's okay to live with this that is killing me, to live with this that is damaging my life and my existence. And you know what? You will find plenty of people out there that will validate whatever it is that you desire as your preconceived agenda in this day and this age. Absolutely. You can find tons of people out there that will tell you, go for it, whatever it is, whatever's your fancy, go for it. The problem is that truth is truth. And God is God. And if you want the truth, if you want the abundant life, if you do not want to live like a hollowed out individual, empty and soulless, as if you never existed in the first place, if you don't want to live like that, well, the only way out of that miserable existence, where you just go from, at best, you go from one sugar high to the next, from one party to the next, from one broken relationship to the next, from one you know, meaningless job and activity to the next until you die. And, you know, sort of building up your kids the same way. Look, if you really want the real deal, well, that comes on God's terms. And if you're going to have the real deal, you're going to have to say, Lord, I want the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, God. You've got to want that truth. You've got to want Him. You've got to want the reality of His Word, the reality of who He is. That has to be the hunger inside of you. The deepest desire in the core of your being needs to be for truth. For Him. For His Spirit. For His Word. And for the truth of His Spirit. See, here's the other thing too. You can find people that'll preach the Word, but the Spirit behind it is something else. Look, Lucifer, the devil, used Scripture when he was talking to Jesus in Luke chapter 4. Alright? When Jesus was being tempted by the devil pulls out Scripture. And Satan has, as Scripture tells us, Satan has ministers that transform themselves into angels of righteousness. They look the part. They sound the part. They dress the part. They do all of those things. But ultimately, the spirit behind them is pure evil, straight from the depth of hell. And God's got to give you discernment. You've got to ask God for discernment. But you know, part of the way that you get that discernment is inside of you. You can't have something hidden. If you've got a hidden place inside your heart, if you've got a little corner that you're sort of keeping and you're just sort of locking it away and you just sort of don't want that thing to come into the light because whatever you got going on there, whether it's, you know, your little secret sin, your little porno closet, whatever that thing is, that place will be the place that the devil will access you. That place will be the place that these corrupt workers will have an access point into your life. And they will speak things into you that will be to your destruction. So if you want the truth, you got to want the whole thing. Now that doesn't, you know, look, some, of course, all right, look, if you guys are struggling with sin, all right, don't beat yourself up. Just, you got to, if you desire in your heart to be free, God will make you free. If you desire in your heart to not have that there anymore, God will let you not have that there anymore. But you got to want to be free. You know, a lot of people don't want to be free. There's a lot of people that want to keep it that way. A lot of people that want to hold on to it because they found their identity in that. And you know, a lot of times too, people don't realize that what is really there and available for them. For example, the man that goes out and has a series of one-night stands will never know the intimacy of a God-given marriage and wife and that what God can truly give. And if he's not willing to give up a certain lifestyle in a certain way, he will never know what's actually possible there for him. So there'll always be an emptiness. Yeah, he'll have his moments of excitement and his moments of happiness, but that'll be very, very short-lived and replaced by despair and loneliness, a loneliness that's much, much deeper. Whereas what God can give, if you line up with His Word and with His truth. But you gotta want that. You gotta want His Word and His truth. Do you want that? Do you really want the abundant life? Because you know what? It might be painful with some things being brought into the light, some things being dealt with, but that pain will not go on forever. It's going to be just, you got to go into surgery. He's the great physician and he's got to do a little bit of work on you. But once he's done, you're going to stand up and you're going to be strong and you're going to be in a good place. And you're going to be in a spot where you can walk in the freedom that God intended for you to have. You need that. You want that. In your soul, you really want that. For every child of God, that's what they want. They want the truth. But the enemy tries to hold them back, and he looks for their free will to be lined up with that. And he looks for something that they'll be willing to hold on to that will keep them from that which God intends for them. So whatever those things are, just put it before God, release it, let it go. Bring it before Him in prayer, allow Him to show you. If you are open, and if you say, Lord God, whatever you want to do with my life, so let it be. Lord, whatever it needs to go, you show me. He'll show you. Trust me, He'll show you. But when He shows you, release it. Let it go. Make your decision, your choice, the path that you desire, be the path of freedom, the path of life. That which God intends for you. Don't settle for anything less. Because that is God's destiny for you. The abundant life walking with Him in the fullness of who He is. Pat?
I think it's true. It's just walking with Him, you know. Walking with the fullness of who He is. That's really important because, you know, when we talk about sin, we all got sin. We all got things we struggle with. But we got to be willing to be free from them. Because the enemy is going to keep on attacking us. You know, it's like, sometimes I think people, like, they have a sin and they just live with it. You know, it's like having, like a pain in your knee, but you just live with it, you know. And until you get it fixed, you feel much better after that. And the same thing with sin, right? Until you get that sin taken care of, your life will go better. You know, you're going to stop gimping with that sin. And sin kills you. Sin is like cancer. It grows and grows and grows and grows over years, right? But if you take care of it early, you know, it's all gone. It's all gone. It won't affect you for the rest of your life. So it's important to really go to Him and ask Him forgiveness every single day. And the thing that we struggle with, to ask Him to deliver us. And the one thing we talked about, me and Govinda, is from time to time, when people come to know Christ, the number one thing they need after that, when they say yes to Him, when they give their life to Him, is probably deliverance. Because they have so much stuff that they've been dealing with all their lives. And some of these sins are just like hooked into them. So to walk close to Him will definitely help you to recognize some of those sins, some of those things that hold you back from being all that you're supposed to be. Just imagine if everybody in the world will be the best that it could be, you know? What kind of world we would have. So, yeah.
And you know, the thing is, that starts with you and starts with me. You know, if you and I have complaints about the way the world is, well, first, take a look within. Because, you know, allow God to, you know, when God has done this work inside of you, you'll be in a place where wherever you go, the Spirit of God will be poised to pour out and pour through you. You can be in a place where you can make the world a better place. You can affect the world in a better way. You can make things improve. You can make things be what God intended them to be. By you're a representative of Christ. You are an ambassador for Christ in the earth. And as you live that out in connection, in just full alignment. You know, one time God just kind of showed me this thing where it's like, okay, when your spirit, when your soul or your mind and your flesh, when they are aligned with the will of God, there is something that unlocks when it comes to His power, His presence. It's just like, it's like a tumbler lock. It's like a combination lock. Have you seen that before? Where it's like, you know, 10 to the right, 20 to the left, 30 to the right, and then all of a sudden it's like click, open. You know, that's the combination to unlock the power of God in your life in a way that you've never known and never experienced is aligning all of those pieces. And, you know, your spirit comes alive when you receive Christ Jesus into your heart. When you are, well, that's the first and the most important, you know, is that when you bow your knee before the King of Kings, when you receive the gift of eternal life that comes in Christ Jesus, when you have been washed by the blood of Jesus, there's something that's taken place. Your spirit now is on that track, and you have made a decision to move in that direction with Christ. And then when your mind, when that mind that maybe had all this certain kind of thinking before, when now your mind is becoming aligned with the Word of God, now becoming aligned with the truth, when you get into the Scriptures, when you understand who you are from the Word and not from the way the world dictates who you are, and when that starts to happen in your life, then your mind is now being clicked over to the spiritual reality of what's real and the spiritual reality of who you are as you walk out this life, and what's available to you, and the power of God that's there. And along those same lines too, prayer is quickening your mind, quickening your heart, quickening you so that you can sense, you can feel, you can know, and it brings things back. The Holy Spirit's bringing things back to your remembrance as you're going through life and walking through this world. And then when you, like Paul said, he beats his body and makes it his slave. You know, when you have brought the flesh under subjection and you have pointed it towards God, where you said, all right, Lord, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to live in a way that this temple is going to be a place that your Holy Spirit is welcome at all times, and I'm going to do everything that I can as you quicken me and empower me and enable me by your Holy Spirit for my physical body to be a place where you are welcome and where you enjoy being. You get those three things in alignment, boom. There is an opening of the power of God unlocked in your life. It's like Niagara Falls. Doesn't mean that if those things are in different sort of places here, there, like if your mind is sort of somewhere, your flesh, you got issues, doesn't mean that God's not hearing your prayers. But it does mean that you're hobbling while you're trying to run. It does mean that you are gimping along when you could be sailing. Look, there's no need for you to hobble. Hebrews chapter 12, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us cast aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles and run the race that God has set out for us. You know, you were meant to fly. You were meant to soar. Look, an eagle can't soar with weight strapped on his legs. You got to drop the weight. You're still moving, you're still functioning, but if you're going to fly, if you're going to soar, you got to let go of that which is unnecessary. So these things that are unnecessary, just let them go, it's fine. And allow God to do that which He would do in you. And allow His purposes to be the core of your life and your existence while you're here. So, our encouragement, our admonition to you this day. Pat, any closing words?
Keep on, keep it on.
Amen. All right, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. We're praying for you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word, and you will find us there. You know, it's all going to be good. It's all right. It's all good in Christ Jesus. All right. Hey, keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.